Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here's our producer and engineer, Stephen Sheldon.
And how are you?
Doing well. Everything calm?
Everything is calm and
that's
cool.
Very good. Now, you know what happened to me the other day for lunch?
We
had a crew out doing, you know, some shooting for something, some TV show, right? And one of the executive producers came back, and he said, Monsignor, I brought you lunch. And he had two hot dogs. Now, I haven't had a hot dog. You know how long it's been?
That's your weakness. That's your kryptonite.
Let me tell you something right now.
Are they gone?
No, they were delicious. Yeah, I had them for
both
lunch.
Both of them, right?
Of course. But you know what? You're laughing because I'm eating two hot dogs. Back in the day.
Oh, no, I'm laughing because I know they're one of your weak ones. I know you've told stories about eating eight or nine of them.
Three is nothing. Nothing for me. I would eat five hot dogs and be happy. So two hot dogs, I'm still full. I haven't had anything.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so full.
And you were happy with the two?
Two was delicious.
There you
and
go.
I was so happy that I had them.
Change your mindset.
No regrets, no guilt. Two dogs. That's all right. But, you know, in all of our lives, we treat ourselves now and then.
Every now and then.
It's not such a bad thing. It's a good thing all in all. So it works out. You know, all of us have our weak spots, like Sheldon is saying. Yeah, hot dogs, I know, pizza. There's a number of things in my life. Like he
pasta.
Has none. Like he has none, by the way.
I'm perfect.
We could do like an hour and a half show on his. But the interesting thing is that, you know, those things, stuff we have to deal with, those are the issues of our lives. All of us have these issues. We got to kind of figure out, you know, what do we do with them? Like, how do we turn them over to God? How do we get God's help? How do we help ourselves, you know, to deal with things in our life? That's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock today, actually, is how we deal with these things. Not how I'm going to give up hot dogs, but how something much, much deeper is going on in our lives and calling us to be kind of closer to God with that stuff in our own lives. So to start us off today, this is Rush. It's called The Big Money.
Thank you.
number one issue for most people, right? Money, the big money. How do we survive? How do we make enough money to live? And I think, you know, part of that is living within our means. And that's not easy to do. I admit that. But we have to try to live within our means. I remember when I was going to college. Now, this is back in 1979, before half of you were born, right? And I asked my mother if she would help me to get a credit card. Now, my father was absolutely against this, but my mother co-signed for a Visa card for me. And then she sat me down and she said to me, listen, you're going to get this Visa card, but you have to promise me one thing. You have to promise me that you'll never, ever have a balance on it. So you can spend what you can spend, but at the end of the month, you have to pay it. You have to understand that. You can't, you know, you can't get involved with this whole thing of interest and everything. So you have to learn now how to spend money. So I'm going to watch, but you're the one in charge of this. So I got two Visa cards in the mail. This is 1979, one with my mother's name, one with my name. I was so proud of it. To this very day, I still get that Visa card renewed, and one comes for my mom and one comes for me. And I have not ever had a balance on that Visa card, thanks be to God in her name. So that's a good thing. But in our lives, you know, we thank God for the people who teach us about money and teach us about saving, teach us about spending. Who taught you? Maybe nobody. And it's even harder when you don't have anybody to give you any guidance. And so we need some help sometimes, you know. We need God's help to live appropriately and pray about that and ask God's help. But also sometimes we really need to physically talk to somebody and say, hey, listen, I'm living beyond my means. Like, have you ever done a budget? Have you ever looked at the budget and say, uh-oh? You know, and that's important in our lives to be able to do that. And I think that's something that God is calling us to every day, that responsible living with what we've been given as resources in our life. Here's Eric Clapton. This is called Promises.
I don't care if you never come home. I don't mind if you just keep on rolling away on a distant sea. Cause I don't love you and you don't love me. You cause a commotion when you come to town. You give them a smile and they melt. Having lovers and friends is all good and fine, but I don't like yours and you don't like mine. La 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 la. I don't care what you do at night, oh, I don't care how you get your delights. Just let it be. I don't love you and you don't love me. I got a problem. Can you relate? I got a woman calling up pain. We made a vow. We always be friends. How could we know promises and you saw what I want you to see, that I still loved you, it just loved me. I got a problem, can you relate? I got a woman calling up pain. We made a vow, we'd always be friends. How could we know? La 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 la.
Clapton, Promises. Well, that's yet another one of the issues in our lives. When promises are made, and promises are not kept. That's a difficult thing, right? We have that sometimes in super promises, you know, like the big promises of life, like marriage and fidelity and I'm going to study hard. You know, remember that the Huntington Learning Center? You told me it's to work harder. Mom, I didn't want to fail. You know, that kind of stuff. But we have those kinds of broken promises. And we have the little broken promises of every day, you know, and even promises we make to ourselves, you know, like I'm not going to have two hot dogs today. You know, those kinds of things. Yeah. So in our lives, you know, we have a lot of broken promises. What do we deal with that? How do we deal with that? How do we land, you know, ourselves in a place of holiness and understanding ourselves in the midst of sinfulness that happens in our life? And that's kind of part of what we have to recognize. Broken promises need forgiveness. And even broken promises, the big giant ones I mentioned, you know, they need forgiveness too. So that's part of the power of God's mercy. And we have to kind of be like that a little bit, you know? And the disciples asked Jesus one time, how many times we got to forgive people? He said, 70 times seven. They said, how about seven? How about 70 times seven? All day long, in other words. So not easy, but that's part of our challenge. You know, if we can forgive others, then we can be forgiven. And it's a back and forth. It's an important part of life that we really have to learn to live. Here's the Allman Brothers, No One to Run With.
Coming back home. Well, Tony got a job, three kids, and
one other issue sometimes is when we move or we change our school or we change our job, and, you know, our friends kind of change, our friends' nuance. That's not always easy either. A lot of us have had the same friends for many, many years. Some of us have new friends, you know. I like to have that balance in my life. I meet new people sometimes. It's so exciting, and yet I have these friends that I've had for my whole life or most of my life, and I say to myself, boy, what a great gift they are. So to be grateful to God for both ends of the spectrum helps us, because those are the people who walk through life with us, you know. Those are the people who are there for us in good times, bad, sickness and health, and matters so, so much to us, right? I think of the times when, you know, I've had the most difficult time, the morning that my mother passed away. I remember, you know, one of my buddies, Father John Soreau, came right over and we sat down and had a cup of coffee, cried together, you know. There's something beautiful about that, you know. I'll never forget that. And those gifts are so important in our lives. We thank God for the gift of those people, how they've made our lives better. And even the new friends who change things dramatically, you know, there's something great about that, and we're called to be grateful to God. Hey, here's Midnight Oil. This is called Beds Are Burning.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees. The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. The time has come, a fact's a fact, it belongs to them. Let's give it back.
Belongs to
Beds are burning. Well, that's kind of a notice to things that are going crazy in your life and you're just avoiding them, you know? The bed's on fire, that kind of thing. And that's true if you think about some issues in our lives, you know, that we kind of run rampant, we fall apart, and we don't do anything about it. There's something very, very important about that. Being able to look at that or listen to others who kind of wise us up. People who say to us, hey, you know, you're drinking too much. Hey, way too much smoking there. You're not getting enough sleep. You look tired. You know, those things are the kind of the indicators. I think God puts these angels in our lives to kind of wake us up and say, wait a minute, you know, we have to change a lifestyle issue here. We have to work on something. We have some addictive behaviors that are going to wind up killing us, so we have to do something about it. All those things are so important. Those are those major issues. Sometimes the beds are burning, we don't even realize it. So that's part of what I think God calls us to recognize, and again, to acknowledge those wonderful people who help us, sometimes via challenge, you know, not always love, but via challenge love that helps us to grow and understand ourselves better. Hey, here's Dave Matthews, Too Much. The story of most of our lives, too much. I'm Monsignor Jim Vaughan. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about issues in our lives. Yeah, well, Dave Matthews singing about too much in our life, too much of this, too much of that. And that is the truth. Too much of anything is probably too much, right? So we have to have balance in our lives, and God does call us to balance, you know? That's not just some kind of New Age thing. In the Bible, it's all about balance, and what messed up Adam and Eve? Lack of balance, you know? Don't eat of that tree, you can eat everything else. Well, I want that too, I want everything. You know, that's what messes things up, you know? The world got messed up again in Noah and the Ark, right? The story of Noah and the Ark. And go again and again and again about people who don't have balance and how it messes up the world. It still happens to this very day, right? People are not just happy with their country, they have to have all the countries. You know, not happy with their religion. They want their religion to be the only religion. You know, I think we have to kind of recognize that there is a power here in too much, and too much can really lead us astray. So, yeah, balance, and to pray for balance in our lives. Wow, what an important thing, and what a great way to find God in the balance of life. A little bit of prayer, a little bit of action, a little bit of almsgiving, a little bit of fasting. All of those things help us to grow in holiness. It's a great thing to do. Hey, here's Stone Temple Pilots' Interstate Love Song. Interstate Love Song. Yeah, love always has its issues, doesn't it? And yet we grow in our love every day, and we got to pray for the ability to love well, because that's a tremendous human gift given to us by God, that ability to love. And the feeling of love there touches God, right? It says in the Bible, God is love. So wherever there's love, there's God. There's something very, very powerful, very, very powerful about that. And to pray to be better at loving every day, that we can mature and grow in the love relationships of our life and in our ability to love God and our neighbor. What's an important thing? Hey, here's the Grateful Dead, Throwing Stones.
Spinning free, dizzy with eternity. sky brushing some cloudy sea. Call it home for you and me. A peaceful place, a sort of looks from space. A closer look reveals the human race. Full of hope, full of grace is the human face. But afraid, we may lay our home to waste. There's a fear down here we can't forget. Hasn't got a name just yet. Always awake, always around. Singing ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Now watch as the ball revolves and the nighttime falls. And again the hunt begins, and again the blood wind calls. Bright and bright again, the morning sun will rise. The darkness never goes from some men's eyes. Well, I know! It strolls the sidewalks and it rolls the streets. Staking turf, dividing up meat. Nightmare, spook. It's you and me, you and me. Hey, flash blade in ghetto night. Rudy's looking for a fight. Rat cat alley rope them bones. Need that cash to feed that Jones. And the politicians throwing stones. Singing ashes, ashes off.
Ashes all fall down.
Call my sergeant, pinstripe bosses, roll the dice. Anyway they fall, guess who gets to pay the price? Money green, a proletarian gray. Selling guns instead of food today. So the kids they dance and shake their bones. And the politicians throwing stones. Singing ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes all fall down.
Heartless powers try to tell us what to think. The spirit's sleeping and the flesh is ink.
All fall down.
wars, no, no, no. In a whole world full of petty wars, wars. Singing, I got mine and you got yours. In the current fashion, set the pace. Lose your step, fall out of grace. In the radical, he rants and rage. Singing, someone got to turn the page. In the rich man in his summer home. Singing, just leave well enough alone. But his pants are down, his cover's blown. And the politicians throwing stones. So the kids, they dance and shake their bones. Cause it's all too clear, we're on our own. Singing, ashes, ashes, all fall down. Ashes, ashes, all fall down. Picture a bright blue ball just spinning, spinning free. It's dizzy, possibilities. Ashes, ashes, all fall down.
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 Really about not taking responsibility in our own lives, blaming the other guy. You know, politicians blaming the kids blaming the politicians, people not seeing other people in need. That is the story of life sometimes. It's so much easier to blame somebody else for our life, to blame our childhood for our adulthood, to blame our adulthood for our childhood. You know, all of these crazy things. Somehow or another, we have to be able to stand up and say, you know, before God, I am who I am, and, you know, you made me, and so Lord, help me. And there's something very powerful about that, getting rid of the blame game and recognizing the power that comes from owning our stuff, you know, owning our issues so that we can move on, you know. And I think that's what it's all about, going before God and saying, I'm sorry, I need your forgiveness. The sacrament of reconciliation is beautiful. Prayer is beautiful. And to be able to say, I got to let this go, because if I don't let it go, I'm never going to grow. I can't keep blaming other people. I got to own my stuff. And that's a great way to deal with issues in our lives. Hey, here's Genesis, a rather current one, Illegal Alien.
Thought that
Yeah, the undocumented today, it's a big issue, isn't it? We have to figure out how we all live in this world together and how we all migrate together and how we grow together. It's not an easy thing. It's not as easy as, you know, Pope Francis says, let's try to build bridges, let's not build walls. It's hard to do these things and it's hard to figure it all out. But somehow or another, we have to rid the world of oppression. We have to rid the world of people not being able to worship and live together in peace. And how do you do it? Like, it just seems so overwhelming. You throw your hands up and say, oh, forget it. You know, let's just all hang around with people the same. But, you know, ultimately, I think it's a person-by-person kind of life. Like, if we're accepting and understanding, we can actually help somebody else to be accepting and understanding. And that's an important challenge. You know, the old, let there be peace on earth, let it begin with me, has to start with us. So, yeah, we're not going to make policy, you and I. We're not going to change the world, you and I, necessarily with a with an executive order. No. But you know what? You and I can live more peacefully in our neighborhood. You and I can be more accepting. We can drive more sanely. We can be kinder to the stranger and the neighbor among us who we don't know. All of those things begin to build up a different world. And that's kind of part of the challenge of issues in our life that we really have to look at. Here's Joe Jackson. This is called Sunday Papers. You know what I find amazing? That in our society, every now and then, like, new words pop up, you know, like Twitter and tweeting and even texting. Like, you know, when I was a kid, nobody would even know what that meant, right? It was non-existent. Now there's a new thing, fake news, right? Fake news that, you know, people make up news and try to pass it off as real news, or they start rumors. Yeah, that's kind of evil stuff, right? I mean, to do something like that, to hurt, you know, a relationship, to hurt somebody by fake news. What an amazing thing. Somehow in our lives, you know, we have to find what truth is. And that comes from a sense of prayer. That comes from a sense of commitment to what is good and what is right. And even like where we find our sources, like who do you listen to? Who do you trust? You know, we need people in our lives who we trust, people who God puts in our lives. We need to be able to spend time trusting in God and our relationship with God. That makes a huge difference too. So trust is an important part of the reality of news and reality of our lives that we're called to share every single day. Hey, here's Pearl Jam. This is called Just Breathe.
Yes, I understand that every life must end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none, huh, huh. Stay with me, yeah, let's just breathe. Practiced all my sins, never gonna let me win. Oh, oh. Under everything, just another human being. Oh, oh. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt. There's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with me. All I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean, I wonder every day as I look upon your face, oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take, oh, no. Nothing you would take, everything you gave. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool. No one knows this more than me. I come cleaner. Nothing you would take. Till I die, meet you on the other side.
Sometimes, you know, the best thing we can do and the best advice is to take a breath, to breathe before we react, you know, and I think that's a great way to deal with issues in our life. You think about when you send an email, I always read it like three or four times before I hit send, you know, texting, the same thing, because, you know, you want to say the right thing. You want to make sure you communicate properly. And even if we could think a little bit about that, that's going to be a big help in our lives. If anger is an issue, we have to kind of think things through before we speak. Otherwise, we look foolish, you know. God's with us through it all. That's the great gift. Trust in God. Utilize that relationship and utilize the people God God has given us. That's the huge help that is open to us every day in our lives to deal with these issues, all the issues of our life, and help us to be happier and healthier and holier in the midst of the struggles which are there for you and for me. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the man with no issues at all, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.